glory. If you got your Bibles, and Pastor, I want to thank you. Thank you for letting me do my song here again tonight. I mean, you're really the one that's took the chance on me, and I give respect and honor to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 8. Actually, 1 through 8. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Thank you, Jesus. Then a lord, a man in charge on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not enter thereof." It's interesting, and I'm going to go a little bit further, but I'm calling the message tonight, "Your enemies retreating." Amen. Your enemies retreating. Now we're going to find out why. Thank you, Jesus. But if you look at this story, he wasn't really asking the prophet a question. He was almost in a mocking way trying to test the man of God. If God can open windows in heaven, can this thing be? Almost like a mocking spirit, a type of mocking. The Bible says, "Be ye not deceived, God is not mocked." Thank you, Jesus. What a man sows, he shall reap. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that my brother Barry and sister Tanya tuned in tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Still praying for you, brother. We love you. Hallelujah. We miss you here. Thank you, Jesus. If we say, verse 3. Hallelujah. And there were four lepers. Wait 1 minute. He said, "The Lord shall make windows in heaven. Might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." Thank you, Jesus. He said, "You're going to see the promise, but you ain't going to get to partake in it." Thank you, Jesus. He said, "You're going to see the one you was laughing at bring it to pass." There's a lot of people who are naysayers and backbiters in your life that are about ready to see God move and answer your prayers. He's going to do it right in front of them. Don't get discouraged when the naysayers start saying nay, because of one reason. Your enemies have got to be present before you can die. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said that our enemies have got to be present before we can dine. Hallelujah. He said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If we say we will enter into this, verse 3, and there were four leper men, and at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit here we until we die? They said, "We're not going to sit here any longer and not receive nothing for our life's work. We're not going to just settle for nothing." There's a lot of people that settle in the land of nothing, Pastor. They're just sitting there, "Well, I'll get mine one day. I'll get mine one day. I, in the sweet by and by, when the angels up there fly." They say, "We're going to get ours one day." And they settle in the land of not enough. There was a famine and a drought in this time. They were actually, did you know that in this time, they were actually killing one another and eating off of them. They were becoming cannibalistic in nature. The Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we shall die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall under the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall die. They're saying we ain't got nothing to lose. Death is nothing more than to a leper. Death is nothing more than a welcome friend. Do you know there's a lot of people today in the world that's walking around with spiritual leprosy? They're just falling apart in their soul, and they need Jesus to come and touch them, just like he did the lepers in the book of Matthew. And the Bible said that they fell. One fell at his feet and worshiped him. Amen? If he did it for a leper, what does he want to do for you and me? Thank you, Jesus. I love what Jesus said. He said it's not the well that need a doctor, but the sick. He said those that are in sin are sick because of the sin they're in, spiritually speaking. A lot of people say they're sick of their sin, but a lot of them are sick because of the sin they're in. They got spiritual leprosy. But this guy, this group of people said, why do we sit here lest we die? But they said there was four lepers at the gate. And they had a plan. They began to talk one to another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come unto the utmost part of the camp of Syria, thank you, Jesus, behold, there was no man there. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, as they worshiped the Lord. This is a different subject, I know that, but look, as they worshiped the Lord and began to praise God, the Bible changed into their favor, and it took them 3 days to get all the wealth that God wanted them to have, all the bounty from the battle. Oh, Korasha, thank you, Jesus. It took 3 days for them to receive all the bounty from the battlefield, and they were still picking it up. It took them a long time to get the blessing. Let me tell you something. If you won't compromise and say, I don't care what anybody says, as long as I know it's for me, I'm going to go and get it. Just like David. I love what David said. He said, I want a cup from the well of Bethlehem. Oh, to drink from the well of Bethlehem. But you know what? When the soldiers risked their life for David to get him a cup, he took the cup and said, these men have sacrificed everything, but I'm not settling for just a cup. And he dumped it out, like I said last Friday, and I dumped the water out. Like he said, I'm not going to settle for just a cup. This is what I'm talking about tonight. Don't settle. The enemy is retreating. Thank you, Jesus. Like with Pharaoh, he said, you can go but leave the cattle here, leave your children here. And he started to try to compromise with Moses. And Moses said, not one hoof shall be left behind. Come on, somebody. He's saying, lock, stock, and barrel, the thing is mine. God promised it to me, and I'm going to bring it fully. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I'm not going to compromise. Thank you, Jesus. These men weren't going to compromise. They done reached the point. I love what a man of God in Alabama once said. Dr. Vernon Johns once said, if you ain't found a reason to live, then you ain't found a reason to die. They found a reason to live because they were not satisfied with just getting what didn't. They were not satisfied with not receiving their inheritance before they died. But they weren't entitled to nothing. How much? much more is God good to us when we were not entitled to the blessing? God said, come on, get it. Come on and get it. God healed the heart of one man named Simon the leper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He told Simon the leper, he said, I got something to say to you, because the sinner walked in the door and he was more proud to have Jesus in his house, but he wanted to put the sinner down. And Jesus said, I have something to say to you, Simon the leper. Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, say on, Lord. He was expecting a good word, but he got a godly rebuke. Amen. A lot of people want God to pat them on their back when it needs to kick them in their back. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people want God to pat them on their back when they need to get kicked in their behind. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to understand, whatever he does it in love. If we can't rebuke anybody if we can't rebuke in love, how in the world can we say we belong to Jesus? My sister Tanya was saying earlier, if we rebuke, we need to do it in love. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I totally love that and agree with that. Thank you, Jesus. Because the Bible said, how can two walk together lest they agree? Thank you, Jesus. Now, you and I ain't always going to see eye to eye and agree with everything. But what did he mean? He said, you're going to know their mind by the way they walk in love, one for the other. Thank you, Jesus. These lepers were both the same, all the same. They all had a condition, an issue within their tissue that they needed God to heal. Did somebody say amen?
Amen.
And they said, we're not going to settle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I ain't settling for just a cup. I own the whole well. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I own the whole well. I ain't settling for a glass when I own the whole well that the thing came out of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Y'all feel the anointing in here tonight? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He's still mighty to heal, mighty to save, mighty to deliver. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But now check this out. They went and the camp was cleared out. Why? Because, and they rose up in the twilight. Hallelujah. But now you know what he said. Why should we stay here lest we die? They said it twice. They had become in covenant one with the other. They said, because if you say it twice, it's established as a covenant. Do you know that, brother? If you say it twice, it establishes a covenant. And they said twice, right in a row, why do we sit here lest we die? They got it made up in their mind and in their heart that they were in covenant together, that they were going to receive a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love what Jacob said. I ain't letting go. I love Jacob. He was a country boy. He said, ain't. Hallelujah. I ain't letting go until you bless me. Hallelujah. He said, I'm holding on till you bless me. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not stopping until you bless me. And the Lord turned to Jacob and said, this day, he changed his name. He said, what's your name? He said, you fight me. And he said, I'm going to let you win. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for you have fought with God and prevailed. Not an angel of God. This was God in person. And he fought God and prevailed. Thing is, God let him win. We know how that battle went on. Thank you, Jesus. For he fought with God and prevailed, but he wouldn't let him go until he blessed him. God said, daybreak is coming. Daylight is coming and I must go. And he said, I'm not letting you go till you bless me. He said, what's your name? Jacob, he said. It means I'm a deceiver, I'm a thief. And he said, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Hallelujah. He turned him from a deceiver to a receiver. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Turned him from a deceiver to a receiver. Glory to God. I'm almost done here. I promise I won't take too much more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But check this out. And they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come into the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horsemen. Hallelujah. Even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. They thought they was outnumbered by man, but really what it was, they was outnumbered by God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
God had them outnumbered, and he didn't have to send an army. All he did was send a sound. Thank you, Jesus. The sounds of God penetrate the ears of the enemy, and it frightens him. All God had to do was send a sound. But it reminds me of another word that came in the book of Acts. That suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the place where they were assembled. God will let you hear a sound. Hallelujah. When he said, you'll be my witnesses, first in Judea, then in Samaria, then in all the othermost parts of the world. I think I said that right, didn't I? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When he said that, the word witnesses, did you know what it actually means? In the priesthood, they would have people that were not worthy to go in to the Holy of Holies, and they would have them stand outside in the camp. And they would listen for the sound of the priest to stop moving, and they were called the witnesses. But they, if they heard a sound still, they knew the priest was still alive. So when they heard that sound, when they heard that sound in the upper room, they knew the priest had made it to the Holy of Holies. Hey, and he sat down at the Father's right hand and is still making intercession for us. Bless God, thank you, Jesus. Whoo, are you feeling the Holy Ghost tonight? Thank you, Jesus. But see, just like those lepers, we didn't deserve nothing. But because of Jesus, we can come and receive everything that God's got for us. We ain't got to die without receiving nothing. We can receive from God the promises and the blessings of God because of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And then we can go into the enemy's camp and say, and that belonged to the king, that belonged to the king, that belonged to the king, but now it belongs to me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. God's got a great sense of humor. Because when the lepers saw it, they touched it, right? So they went to the king and said, come and find out that the enemy has fled. But the king didn't want to touch nothing the leper touched. So they got to keep what they touched. Woo! They got to walk out in a blessing. They walked out in them royal robes. Looking good. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they arose and fled at twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat, drink, and carried themselves silver and gold and remnant, and went and held it, hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. And they began to tell what they had done with the blessing and the bounty that God had provided. He said, finally, there's somebody I can bless because they're not willing to compromise. He said, I can bless them. They're not worthy, but I'm going to make them worthy. Come on, somebody. Take off your sad rags and put on your glory garments. Come on, somebody. Quit being depressed, oppressed, possessed. And begin to walk in the blessings and the favor of God. Amen. Learn a lesson from the leper tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You can have it. And walk in what God's promised you. Don't let no man talk you out of what God can talk you into. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to skip ahead just a little bit to verse 18 to 20. And then I'm closing. Thank you, Jesus. Is this good tonight? Amen. And the Lord answered the man of God and said, now this is a, amen, this is something totally different. Hold on, check this out. And it came to pass as the man of God had spoken to the king, verse 18, saying, two measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. So by the time that the sun was hot in heaven, by the time the sun done reached the sky, he said, now the blessing's going to be. Amen. You've been weeping all night, but weeping may endure for the night, but joy coming in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody needed to hear this tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the Lord answered the man of God. This is the same conversation. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not enter thereof. Again, he was testing the word of God. He was testing the prophet. But I'm reminded of the word of God of two things. One, he said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. But I'm also reminded that the Lord said that we're not to tempt him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're not to tempt God, but this man was testing the prophet of God. Now, here's one thing. I know it's one thing to try the Spirit by the Spirit, but this man was a mocker of the Master. He was mocking the Lord. And Elisha, I thought it was Elijah, Elisha, sorry about that, y'all. And so it fell out unto him for, and so it fell out unto him for the people trod upon him in the gate and he died. He saw it, but he never got to take a bite of the blessing. The famine had ended and the man of God and prophesied that it was going to happen. So if you're hearing a word from God, don't doubt, because the first thing the old devil's going to do is he's going to send a camp. He's going to set up that camp. And you're going to have to just put up with that stuff for just a little bit until you decide to get in your mind, no more. Enough is enough. I'm coming to get my stuff. I ain't settling or compromising my miracle. I'm going after it. Amen. Can somebody say amen, praise God? Amen. Y'all being amen. Blessed tonight, brothers. Praise the Lord. He didn't compromise and the blessing came. Amen. He knew what he said. If you know what God spoke to you, let me tell you, when the prophet speaks into your life, watch out, because now the enemy's going to try to contradict that word. He's going to try to send everything against that word that he can to say and do. But let me tell you something. If you won't compromise and you believe the word of the prophet, you shall prosper. You shall live. Don't let the word of the enemy, because he's going to send a word after God sends a word. The enemy's going to say, did God really say that? It's the same trick he pulled in the garden, the enemy did. And it's the same trick he uses today, a manipulation of the mind, say, did God really say that? He said it, honey, you can take it to the bank. If he said it, you can believe it. He's going to do it because he watches over his word to perform it. I just want to let somebody know today, your enemy's retreating. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Like right when he put the Egyptians in the middle of the Red Sea, they said when God unloosened their chariot spokes, you know, that's pretty funny to me. God actually loosened their chariot wheels and they fell off. Glory to God. That's funny to me. I don't know why, but God loosened their chariot wheels and they fell off. And they said, let us run away because the God of the Hebrews fights for them. Thank you, Jesus. I want to let you know tonight, God's fighting on your side. He's for you and not against you. The Lord shall be for you, then who in hell can be against you? Amen. Who in the kingdom of darkness can stand against you? Amen. Just like he told Joshua, he said, I'm going to put before you a spirit in the battle. He said, I'm going to anoint your feet and nobody can ever stand against you. I prophesy tonight in the name of Jesus, as God gave Joshua that promise concerning him, every place your feet trod shall be victory, and no enemy shall stand against you all the days of your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm done. Thank God. And if you're watching this message tonight by Facebook, and I know Facebook's having a lot of trouble tonight for some reason, or listening to this audio message, and you're not born again, I want to invite you to come to the feet of the bleeding, bloody cross of Calvary that you might be forgiven of your sins. Ask God to come into your heart, to wash you, to cleanse you, to fill you with His Spirit that you might make heaven your home. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. I love you. Thank God for Inner Fountain Ministries. I love this church. Hallelujah. Anybody? Brother Herman.